Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وألقي السحرة ساجدين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, has very clearly explained to us how we should live in this dunya and who we can trust and who we should not trust. Very simple. There are people in this dunya that you should trust, and there are people in this dunya that you should never trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put at number one shaitan. Inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Be very careful. Shaitan is your enemy, and he will want to trap you in this dunya, but don't listen to him. Treat him as your enemy. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That you can't even trust yourself. The nafs that is with you, your carnal desire, that is an evil that is with you and it is part of you. And this is part of the test. So don't obey your nafs, the carnal desire. It will always push you, la ammara, it will always order you and push you towards the wrong, evil. لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And then at the end, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You cannot trust that person who has got kufr in their hearts. You cannot trust that person who has got kufr in the hearts. Because that is a disease. And so kufr means the one who has turned his face away from Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can't trust. And so we have a duty, my respected brothers, all the young faces that I see here today, mashallah. It is the mercy of Allah that we are in the masjid, and wallahi, like how nobody can enter our homes where we live, Allah does not allow certain people to enter His house also. Allah does not allow certain people to enter His house also. It is only who He loves that Allah gives this entry, that you can come in my house. And so alhamdulillah, we are here, and what we have to look after is who we follow. Who we follow. Now, before I go into my topic, there are some amazing ayats of the Quran. Every ayat of the Quran is amazing. But subhanallah, sometimes when you are reading through the Quran and when you read the Quran, there is something of a novelty that touches your heart as if you've never experienced this before. And so there are two ayats of the Quran in two different surahs of the Quran. One is in Surah Luqman and one is in Surah Jathiya. Surah Luqman and Surah Jathiya. And these ayats are very tricky for a hafiz. Very tricky. Because it's the same lane, but then the exchange is done also. It turns. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and let's start off with Surah Luqman. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. And when we, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا, and when our ayats, verses, are recited to them. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. And when our ayats of the Quran are recited to them, walla mustakbiran, Allahu Akbar. He turns away in arrogance. What happens? Allah is talking about certain people that when we recite, when the ayats of the Quran are recited to them, he turns away in arrogance. Walla mustakbiran. He turns away like in taqabbur. He turns away in arrogance. But the key words, كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as if he did not hear anything. As if he did not hear anything. And the word that comes after this is remarkable. Allah says, كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. As if in their ears they are plugs, barriers. Congratulate them and give them the glad tidings of a severe punishment. What Allah is saying? Now, it's amazing, especially in the world that we live in now, for us to understand the ayats of the Quran. Very similar to the same verse that we have read is in Surah Jathiya. First page, Surah Jathiya, at the bottom right, 13 line Quran, akhir mein, yasma'u ayatillah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they listen to the ayats of Allah. So now here we have a different group of people. So what they do, yasma'u, they listen to the ayats of Allah, tutla alayhi, that has been recited to them. Thumma yusirru mustakbiran. But then they insist in arrogance. They insist in arrogance. Ka'allam yasma'aha, as if they have not heard the ayats of the Quran. Fabashirhu bi'adhabin alim. Also give them the glad tidings of a severe punishment. Now, what is the difference between Surah Luqman and Surah Jathiya? Can anybody tell me? What is the difference? Is there any difference in the translation? No. Remember that in Surah Luqman, Allah is saying as if they had plugs put in their ears. There are Muslims who come to the masjid Jumu'ah. The bayan is there, but they have, you know, now you have wireless, what do you call that? Earphones. And they listen. Amazing. And if you look at the Quran, Surah Luqman, Surah Luqman is that surah in which Allah is talking about entertainment. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. It is talking about entertainment as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about us. That such foolish people that they will come in the masjid, but they cannot sit and relax. They can't listen to the bayan. And they need this. So they pretend. You know, there are five levels of listening. That's another subject. That's going to take too long. Five levels of? From the five, one level is when you pretend you are listening. What is it? A pretentious look. So you pretend that you are listening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, imagine my Quran ayats are being recited to them. Such is the arrogance that the Quran does not touch them. They are not willing to listen even when they have come to the house of Allah. How many youth and youngsters that come to the masjid, they can't free themselves from the mobile phone. And so mashallah, from now until the month of Ramadan, make it a point that when we are in the house of Allah, inshallah, we will never touch the mobile phone. Unless you are praying Quran and looking at hadith and using it for your own benefit, it is different. But not allowing shaitan to disturb you. You don't come to the house of Allah to look at Snapchat, WhatsApp, messages, okay, boy, who's sending me message now? What is this? When you come to listen, Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us. It's amazing. It's amazing how shaitan blocks you. And the Quran is saying, كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا, as if the ears are plugged. And so why in Surah Luqman, the Quran is saying they can't hear the ayats of the Quran because of another noise that is coming. So in the time of Rasulullah, what was this other noise? You see the kuffar, what they were doing, when the Quran was being recited, they would make noises. لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ وَالْغَوْ. And so they would make noises so you can't hear the revelation. They would make noises. And so this was this external noise that was hitting their ears. And as if they were not listening to the Quran wahi. And in Surah Jathiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, they are listening. What are they doing? They are listening. But even after listening, they don't take heed. They want to mock the verses of the Quran. They want to mock the verses of the Quran. That is why in the next verse Allah says, وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَا هُزُوًا. That when they learn of any of our verses, ayats, they make it a mockery. شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَا هُزُوًا. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for them it is a punishment in which there is great humiliation. So my respected brothers and elders, even when we come to the house of Allah, shaitan does not leave us. He will want to disturb and distract us. So never ever play with your mobile phone. When the imam is on the pulpit, listen to him. And there is faida and there is khair, because hidayat and nur will enter your hearts. And so these are amazing verses of the Quran that don't plug your ears, don't plug it. Now somebody was telling me just last dars that, you know, you were doing a bayan and there's certain youngsters, you know, translating in a different language, sending it to somebody, and wallahu alam. Rabbi, why? You come to the house of Allah and you haven't got time to listen? Subhanallah, this listening will open the doors of rahmat for you in this world and also in the hereafter. So going back to the topic, my respected brothers, they are at three levels. You can't trust what Allah has mentioned in the Quran, shaitan, your nafs, and the people who have got what? Kufr in their hearts. And this is a big challenge for us in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has given us different examples of people who have trusted the right people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them in the Quran. And there have been certain people who had the benefit of hidayat in front of them, not only in front of them, in their house. In their house. But they followed the wrong crowd. And when you start following the wrong crowd, everything goes away from you. And another very amazing verse of the Quran, subhanallah, Surah Tahrim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. Allah says, I am giving you an example of my two great prophets. One is Lut alayhi salam, and one is Nuh alayhi salam. Who are the two prophets? Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these two individuals were the messengers of Allah, and who is very close to a man? Who is very close to a man besides mother and father? Who do you think? Wife. Nuh alayhi salam's wife and Lut alayhi salam's wife. Allah says both of them, fakhanatahuma. They did not follow hidayat, guidance, their husband, iman, but they followed the wrong crowd. They did not put their trust upon their husbands. And not only husbands, but they were the prophet of the time, Nuh alayhi salam. An entire chapter of the Quran is revealed of his methodology of da'wat. Lut alayhi salam in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Two great messengers of Allah. But can you imagine? Even family members can be misled by shaitan. There is no guarantee. The wife betrayed a Nabi, husband. The wife betrayed a Nabi, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And Allah is saying they betrayed and they did not trust these two great prophets who Allah had given to them as husbands. And so what is the outcome of this? Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, these two women, Allah will say to them, وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَ النَّارِ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. Enter in the fire of Jahannam with those that will enter. And here we see the wrong choice in life, the wrong crowd. When you are moving with the wrong crowd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Our Muslim youth today in drugs. The parents come, Mauli sahab, make dua, can you talk to my son? Allahu Akbar. Now you feel sorry for the father who gives up his entire life for the children. But the child is so blind, he just can't see straight. And such an addiction to guna and sins. And he mingles with the wrong crowd. Until shaitan has totally gripped him. Allah save us. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. No, this is khiyanat. Khiyanat to the community. Khiyanat, you know, treachery and betrayal to your parents, to your family, to your friends, to the people of Iman, to your community. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. And it is astonishing. These two women were married to who? The prophets of the time, and Allah says they will go to Jahannam. Why? Why? Because they made the wrong choice. They trusted the wrong people. They trusted the wrong crowd. They trusted the kuffar that were the enemies of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. And they said, yes, we don't follow, we won't follow him. And then, on the other side, in the hadith, and one portion is in the Quran, there are three ladies that will get married to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the honor that we do shirkat and we participate in the nikah of our beloved Nabi. Bole Ameen. Can you imagine the nikah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And don't worry for the folks who've got only one wife. The Quran says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. I won't do the translation. Phas jayenge Nazir bhai. Aapne to doctor ka mask bhi pehna hai bhai, to chalo. So we won't do translation about that. But subhanallah, our beloved Nabi will get married in. Two ladies were married to a Nabi, they can't get Jannah because they were mixing with the wrong crowd, trusted the wrong people. One woman who was in the environment of total kufr, oppression, zulm, wife of Fir'aun, wife of Fir'aun. But she disobeyed Fir'aun. She did not trust Fir'aun. People were there to trust him, but the wife did not trust him. Allah give us the intelligence, the aqal, to make the right decision in life. And she said, no, my husband is wrong and Musa alayhi salam is right, and I bring iman upon Musa alayhi salam. The wife of Fir'aun. And Allah protected her because of her iman. Mufassireen have mentioned, in case you are wondering, why should Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam marry a woman who was touched by Fir'aun? Well, let me tell you, Allah protected her and she was never touched by Fir'aun. She was never touched by Fir'aun. Fir'aun had many wives and concubines, many. Pharaohs had plenty of women. But Allah protected this woman. And Fir'aun would not come close to her. And Allah gave her divine protection. Allah gave her divine protection. And this was the barakat of her iman, to trust the right people. She did not trust Fir'aun, kufr. And Allah protected her. It is in a taqdeer. And it comes in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get married to the wife of Fir'aun, and he will get married to a woman whose name is Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam. She came in this dunya, but she was never married. Mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give this woman the honor to marry the greatest Nabi. Maryam alayhi salam will make nikah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asiya will do nikah with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some tradition it is mentioned, the sister of Musa alayhi salam. The sister of Musa alayhi salam. She will also marry Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so what I'm saying, my respected brothers and elders, it is so important that today we know to mingle in the right crowd, the right people. You know, nowadays, shaitan makes you feel, oh, you know what, Molly Saabs are bad, and don't hang around with Molly Saabs, and you know, you even going to Jamaat, oh, don't go to Jamaat. Hey, bhai, why? Don't, you don't want to mingle in the right crowd. Why?
Why you don't want to mingle in the right crowd? Because shaitan does not want a person to change for the better. For the better. And we have to work very hard to work for the better. And the Quran gives us many examples. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the magicians that were with Fir'aun. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam showed some miracles to the people, Fir'aun started spreading rumors that Musa alayhi salam is a magician. Now in the time of Musa alayhi salam, the Jewish community has always been known for sihr. Has always been known for sihr. Even now, sihr. Sihr was in their DNA from the very beginning. Jadu. And so what happened? Fir'aun had his own private team of magicians. So he called them and he said that I want you people to defeat Musa alayhi salam by your magic. So people once and for all turn away from him. They agreed. But they said, we don't do nothing for free. What is it? We don't do nothing for free. We want money. Fir'aun said, I will give you whatever money you want. Don't worry about money. I will make you very rich. You will be very rich. All very happy. And they came in front of Musa alayhi salam. Now they were in the team of Fir'aun. They were in the team of Fir'aun. Trusting who? Fir'aun. The wrong person, the wrong crowd. They were trusting him. But because they were magicians, a magician will know if another person is a magician also. So when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam dropped his asa, and when they saw the snake of Musa alayhi salam, immediately they recognize that he is not a magician. He is the Nabi of Allah. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ And the truth prevailed. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And the illusions failed. The illusions, the magicians, the illusions failed. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ There and there Fir'aun was defeated. وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ And he fell to shame. وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ فَأُلْكِيَ الصَّحْرَةُ صَاجِدِينَ And the magicians, when they realized that of course he is not a magician, he is the Nabi of Allah, they fell in sajda straight away. And they said, we bring iman upon the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam. And so my respected brothers, these ayats of the Quran tell us that it's up to a person to change. Some people think that it's very difficult for me to change and to get rid of my habits. It's not. Immediately here was Fir'aun and here was Musa alayhi salam. Instantly they fell in sajda and they did tawbah. And in fact Fir'aun said, I will cut you from opposite sides. I will cut your right hand and your left leg. And this is how you will be disabled completely. And they said to him, do whatever you want to do. You can only punish us in this dunya. You can't do anything more than that. And this was iman. So my respected brothers and elders, the right crowd, who are we going to trust? This trust is very important. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be that Allah will lift up trust. Allah will take away amanah, trust will be taken away. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And so we started also in Jumu'ah that three levels Allah has mentioned in the Quran that you can't trust, and there are three levels that you should trust. Number one, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always trust Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in anything. Always Allah and His Rasul. Number two, generally, your parents. What is it? Your parents. Because jealousy can be with many people. Brothers can be jealous, sisters can be jealous, family members can be jealous. Parents can also be jealous, but very rare. What is it? Very rare. Generally, you trust your parents. And why we say this? Because Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So with His name, Allah put the name of parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Make my shukr and the shukr of your parents. So from this the ulama say, you trust, your complete trust is upon Allah and His Rasul. Second level is your mother and father. And the third group of people that you should trust is the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is God-fearing and muttaqeen. What are they? God-fearing and muttaqeen. Now, there are many people, of course, but even from amongst the ummah, you can't trust everybody. You know, somebody came to Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib and said, Hazrat, you know what, I found the right son-in-law for my daughter. So Hazrat said, oh, mashallah, Mubarak. So Hazrat just said casually, oh, what did you see in him? You know, Hazrat, he's got a beard. So Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib said to him, is that all you saw? All you saw was a beard. But is that all you can see? Because this boy has got a beard, and you, because of that, you say he's a good boy. He might be a good boy, of course, but because, oh, Hazrat, he's got a beard. And Hazrat Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, no, bhai, there are many things that you should look at. Deen dari, good character. These are things that are very, very important. That is not our topic, but for us to understand. So even from amongst the ummah, God-fearing people that will not do khiyanat with you, that will not take a penny from you, that will not do anything wrong, that when they promise you, subhanallah, they keep that promise. They keep that promise. Allah save us. You know, mujhe jo hai na duniya mein, yani yahan par, हमारे मुसलमान लोगों से बड़ी शिकायत भी है वो मुस्लिम ब्रदर्स. When it comes to time keeping, we don't have time. We don't have. Muslim plumbers, they'll say they'll come Monday, they'll come next Monday. Forgive me, if you don't like what I'm saying, you know, but this is a reality. We are working. अरे भाई तुम ही काम कर रहे हो दुनिया में, तुमको ही अल्लाह ने बस वो काम. ये तो अच्छा है कि अल्लाह ने तुम्हें रिज्क दिया है. डोंट टेक एडवांटेज बिकॉज यू आर अ प्लम्बर, यू आर एन इलेक्ट्रिशियन, यू आर अ बिल्डर. डोंट डिसीव पीपल, डोंट चीट पीपल. अल्लाह अकबर. वन पर्सन केम एंड यू नो वी सेड टू हिम, यू नो फॉर इट वॉज फॉर अवर सेंटर, आई सेड यू नो वी वांट टू डू दिस रूफ एंड 35,000. मैं कहा, यू नो वट, लेट मी स्टॉप माई प्रोफेशन एज अ मौलवी, आई वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ बिल्डर, आई शुड बिकम अ क्विक मनी. अरे भाई, वट आर यू डूइंग? यू डोंट फियर अल्लाह? यू डोंट फियर अल्लाह? यू वॉन्ट टू डू थिंग्स क्विक? दैट वट कम्स क्विक गोज क्विक. अल्लाह रिमूव्स बरकत भाई. ऑफकोर्स वट यू नीड टू टेक इज वट यू नीड टू टेक. लेकिन गैर मुस्लिमों को आप देखें, इफ योर पार्सल इज कमिंग, दे विल गिव यू एन ऐप दैट योर पार्सल विल अराइव एट दिस टाइम, एट दिस टाइम. इफ यू कैन कम, प्लीज लेट अस नो, वी विल रीस्केड्यूल योर पार्सल. सुभान अल्लाह. इफ द काउंसिल पीपल टेल यू दैट दे विल कम टू सी यू, दे से ओके, वी कैन टेल यू डेफिनेटली, बट विल टेल यू AM or PM, मॉर्निंग स्लॉट और आफ्टरनून स्लॉट. टाइम कीपिंग अमानत. Allah's Nabi said, this will be taken out. When you say something, then you furnish that. Whatever you have said, your call, whatever you've said. And this is what won the hearts of the people in Arabia. Allah's Nabi, what he said is what he did. People today, unfortunately, don't trust the ummah because of how we do our dealings. We can't even keep time. کسی کو وعدہ دیا بھول گئے, واہ وعدہ دیے بھول گئے. And غیر مسلم, you see how they are. And if they are late, they will apologize, extremely sorry, extremely sorry. Allahu Akbar. کبھی کوئی آپ دیکھیں, anything. Look at the trains that run in the UK. 1307, 1536. Look precisely, per minute. And they tell you it will get to St. Pancras at this time. And they tell you, if you don't get so much internet for this much, we will pay you back. You know, okay, this is business, but what I'm saying, a lot of people, and with us, our amanat is gone, my respected brothers. Please forgive me, I don't mean to, you know, target any profession, but a lot of people come and talk. That timekeeping with the ummah is not there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us. So you trust your parents and you trust the ummah who are God-fearing. What are they? You trust the ummah that are God-fearing. And just to conclude with one very beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi has said, there are five things, just to see them you will get reward. These are the symbols of Islam. Five things, you see them you will get reward. Number one, Quran. Quran is such a special kalam of Allah, kitab of Allah. Even if you don't read, just to look at the Quran, you get sawab. You're just sitting and you have a copy of the Quran, you are getting sawab. Number two, Kaaba. Kaaba. You just sit and look at the Kaaba. Bas. Our scholars, they would have a habit, they would sit in the mataf for hours doing nothing. Just zikrullah, and their eyes are fixed upon the walls of Kaaba. Bas, looking at the Kaaba. Because this view, this scene, you don't see anywhere else in the world. You get sawab. Number three, Zamzam water. Even to look at Zamzam water, you will get sawab. It is special water that Allah has connected from Jannah to this dunya. And number four, the face of your parents. Even to see the face of your parents. And number five, the face of the ulama. The face of the ulama. So we have to be very different, my respected brothers and elders. Our family is what protects us. And as a family, we should eat together. We should spend time together. We should create a time that we are together. And nowadays you'll find a lot of people say that our children don't spend time with us. My humble plea to our children is, today your mother and father is alive. Spend time with your sisters, with your brothers, with your family. You know, don't make friendship just with that screen. And don't make nikah with that screen. And that nikah that you do with that screen is keeping you away from your family. A time will come when your parents will not be there, your father will not be there, your mother will not be there, your brother will not be there, people will not be there. Allah na kare, you will be looking for company. Allah na kare, you will be looking for people to talk to me. Allah save us. Allah save us, my respected brothers. So this modern way of living is a very unnatural way of living. The way to live is, alhamdulillah, what Islam has told us. We are a family, we are a community, and we are an ummah. And this ummah is something that is very big. Feelings for each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.